You know, it's kind of hard to believe, but in the entire history of Michigan, there has been only one state poet laureate, Edgar Guest. But the Upper Peninsula can now boast of having its own poet laureate. Recent voting in a grassroots campaign gave that honor to my next guest. From Marquette, we welcome Russell Thornburn. Hello, Russell.
Hello.
Well, there certainly seems to be a rise in poets laureate from small cities and towns and regions. The New York Times has taken a look at that. Why do you think regional poets laureate positions have become popular?
Well, we need a witness to a geographic area. It's necessary for a culture to survive, to, you know, have some attention paid to it.
It certainly is interesting that this rise in regional poets laureate comes at the same time there are growing concerns that our nation's regional differences are kind of being sanded down through mass media and the internet, maybe, but we're all becoming very much the same from coast to coast. Could you talk about that a little more?
The Upper Peninsula is quite different from the Lower Peninsula, for one. It's primarily wilderness, and it's hard up here with the snow, the distance, the traveling, but it has a very rich history behind it. And that's what I want to deal with as a poet laureate, the history behind the Upper Peninsula, as well as, you know, the idea of distance, traveling, narratives of travelers through the wilderness, also paying, you know, homage to the incredible beauty that's here as well.
Would you share one of your poems with us, Russell?
Sure. Well, it's about snow. Snowstorm. We snap pictures through holes in the battered door. Our mentor pulls his collar up, says in a dark voice, there's more bite to the snow. We mug for each camera, find peeling wallpaper inside photogenic, along with broken cups and plates dusted with the dead. Then pocket our cameras to watch the metal fence disappear, snow fall so fast over our car. We're the blind, wondering why trees undress themselves for the snow, or why some say sadness is thick and melancholy thin. Our mentor trips over the fence, and we all follow him down onto our backs and lie there, not knowing why winter collects so many fools. Our prayers from last night still rise from bent knees, water flowing through bones in a creek. And we hear a silence inside answer, the chair not sat in for 20 years that creaks, and the snowstorm dazzles with more flakes. We can't expect to enter an empty farmhouse in a cornfield, but one of us shouts he's found the car. Our ears pitch like dogs to the higher frequencies, wind rattling tree branches. Then, as if from inside us, newspapers crinkle, and we wonder about the farmer who lived here, if he suddenly hauled a bucket from inside him, leaving his bones to be collected, grown whiter on a table than an old man's hair.
Ooh, that is Russell Thornburn, who is the Upper Peninsula Poet Laureate. What do the people who say, I don't get poetry, what are they missing out on, do you think?
The music, the great, you know, cadences of someone, creating some moment, you know, walking into an abandoned house or, you know, looking at the different heights of children on the, you know, the door and things. All these little mysteries and things can be very wonderful.
Will you give us one more poem, please?
Sure. Just a short one. Sting. His hands almost buzzing through her hair. She loved when he touched her, a husband who undid the pins for her hive of honey. His fingers involved in their study of hair, bangs over her brow, strands in their flight over her ears. She sat there quietly, hearing that buzz grow stronger when he bent over and buzzed her lips with a kiss.
That was wonderful. Russell Thornburn is the Upper Peninsula Poet Laureate, and he spoke to us from Marquette. Russell, thank you so much for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Oh, thank you very much.